48 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check in on the commodity markets with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And wheat is sliding a bit here this morning as we bring Bill into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Now, quiet, mildly defensive trade early this morning, but turning a little bit more mixed as we await the acres and quarterly grain stocks tomorrow. Looking at the wheat prices slipping off a little bit, I think the dollar impact is probably weighing in on that market, all things considered. Looking at the corn market, first and foremost, May corn down about a half a cent at 372 and a quarter this morning. July corn, 376 and three quarters, down about a half. And new crop December, 388 and a quarter, down about a penny and a quarter. Soybeans, mildly defensive as well. May beans, 914 and a half, down about a penny and a half. July corn or July beans down 1 3/4 at 921, and new crop November 927 and a quarter, down about a penny and a quarter. Meal prices starting to recover a little bit, up about a dollar at 274 and a quarter basis for May, and soybean oil pulling back a little bit at 33.90 a pound, down about 15 ticks. Wheat market, as you said, down about 8 1/4 at 468 3/4. July wheat for 475 3/4, down about 8. Kansas City wheat down about 12 at 469 and three quarters basis to May. And Minneapolis wheat also down about 6 at 516 and a quarter. Looks like energy prices, crude oil markets up about $1.30 a barrel. And the current dollar is down a little bit, down about 25 after yesterday's significant move. All things considered right now, we're watching the Fed comments from yesterday seem to be a little bit more of a market factor as the Fed starts to maybe talk about maybe raising interest rates another time or two this year, which had been off the table after the February meeting. We think the idea of interest rate hikes might be a little bit challenging to the economy, but we're going to watch the equity markets for guidance. In our view, the equity markets are the barometer to watch. We think we've already seen a meaningful correction of the stock market, so additional selling pressure would be indicative of the market's inability to tolerate additional economic stress brought on by a Fed interest rate hike. Closer to home, markets background still digesting news that China is talking about scrapping its state program of stockpiling commodities like corn. We think that short term that would probably be price negative globally, but longer term could be price positive because they'll have to source their corn needs from other sources. Looking at volume and open interest numbers from yesterday, we're looking at mixed signals. Corn open interest down about 14,000 contracts, apparently more short covering in the works. Wheat open interest declined, but only about 3,000 contracts. Short covering is probably the culprit, but the end-of-day price action was less than definitive. In the Soyplex, results showing an increase of about 10,000 contracts of beans, 5,000-plus for bean oil, and a decrease of about 2,600 for meal, probably means we've got some new buying for the oil market and the bean market, but less than definitive. News this week will focus on acreage and numbers due out tomorrow. I think realistically that's going to be a significant market mover, but we're probably going to focus our attention more on the inventory numbers because we think if we see the numbers that the trade's expecting, that's going to be about a 10-year high, and that's going to be a little bit burdensome and price negative for the market. So all things considered, we'll just watch for a slow, quiet day today and see what the numbers look like tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
All right, Bill, have a great Wednesday.
You too. Thanks.
You bet. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities joining us. It's 48 degrees at 8:59. In weather today, breezy conditions, partly sunny skies this morning. Could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm pop up this morning. In fact, a little bit on our radar to the north and west of Champaign-Urbana right now. The high 64 as showers become likely with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Those south winds could gust up to 35 miles per hour. Breezy tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms, the low 58. Tomorrow, windy showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. A chance of rain lingering into the afternoon, the high 70 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.